"He'd have to have had help," said the corporal, grinning unpleasantly. "He squeaks like a little lad." Polly realised she was starting to blush. But then, young Oliver would blush too, wouldn't he? It was very easy to make a boy blush. Polly could do it just by staring.
"Don't matter anyway," said the sergeant. "You make your mark on this here document and kiss the Duchess, and you're my little lad, you understand. My name is Sergeant Jackram. I will be your mother and your father, and Corporal Strappy here will be just like your big brother. And life will be steak and bacon every day, and anyone who wants to drag you away will have to drag me away too, because I'll be holding on to your collar. And you might well be thinking there's no one that can drag that much, Mr. Perks." A thick thumb jabbed at the paper. "Just there, right?"
Polly picked up the pen and signed.
"What's that?"
said the corporal. "My signature," said Polly. She heard the door open behind her and spun around. Several young men, she corrected herself, several other young men had clattered into the bar and were looking around warily.
"You can read and write too,"
said the sergeant, glancing up at them and then back to her.
"Yeah, I see. A nice round hand too. Officer material you are. Give him the shilling, Corporal, and a picture, of course."
"Right, Sergeant," said Corporal Strappy, holding up a picture frame on a handle, like a looking glass.
"Pucker up, Private Parts."
"It's Perks, sir," said Polly.
"Yeah, right. Now kiss the Duchess."
It was not a good copy of the famous picture. The painting behind the glass was faded, and something, some kind of moss or something, was growing on the inside of the cracked glass itself. Polly let her lips brush it while holding her breath.
"Ha!"
said Strappy, and pressed something into her hand.
"What's this?"
said Polly, looking at the small square of paper.
"An IOU. Bit short of shillings right now," said the sergeant, while Strappy smirked. "But the innkeeper'll stand you a pint of ale, courtesy of her grace."
He turned and looked up at the newcomers.
"Well, it never rains, but it pours. You boys here to join up too? My word, and we didn't even have to bang the drum. It must be Corporal Strappy's amazing charisma. Step up, don't be shy. Who's the next likely lad?"
Polly looked at the next recruit with a horror that she hoped she was concealing. She hadn't really noticed him in the gloom because he was wearing black. Not cool, styled black, but a dusty black, the kind of suit a person got buried in. By the look of it, that person had been him. There were cobwebs all over it. The boy himself had stitches across his forehead.
"Your name, lad?" said Jackram.
"Igor, sir."
Jackram counted the stitches.
"You know, I had a feeling it was going to be," he said. "And I see you're 18. Awake!
Oh, gods. Commander Samuel Vimes put his hands over his eyes.
"I beg your pardon, your grace," said the Ankh-Morpork consul to Zlobinia. "Are you ill, your grace?"
"What's your name again, young man?" said Vimes. "I'm sorry, but I've been travelling for 2 weeks and not getting a lot of sleep, and I've spent all day being introduced to people with difficult names. That's bad for the brain."
"It's Clarence, your grace. Clarence Chinney."
"Chinney," said Vimes,
and Clarence read everything in his expression.
"I'm afraid so, sir," he said.
"Were you a good fighter at school?" said Vimes.
"No, your grace, but no one could beat me over the 100-yard dash."
Vimes laughed.
"Well, Clarence, any national anthem that starts with awake is going to lead to trouble. They didn't teach you this at the patrician's office?"
No, your grace," said Chinney.
"Well, you'll find out. Carry on, then."
"Yes, sir."
Chinney cleared his throat.
"The Borogravian National Anthem," he announced for the second time. "Awake, sorry, your grace, ye sons of the motherland, taste no more the wine of the sour apples. Woodsmen, grasp your choppers. Farmers, slaughter with the tool formerly used for lifting beets the foe. Frustrate the endless wiles of our enemies. We into the darkness march singing, against the whole world in arms coming, but see the golden light upon the mountain tops, The new day is a great big fish.